This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about a month or two ago. We're talking about ZoomAway Travel, Inc. If you haven't heard of them or found them, go to the OTC markets. They trade under the ticker symbol ZMWYF. You can also go to their website, go to ZoomAway.com. They also trade on the TSX Venture. You can find them there under the ticker symbol ZMA.V. And with us today, we're very fortunate, lucky to have the CEO and chairman and president of the company, Mr. Sean Schaefer. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
For all those new investors, and tell us a little bit about your story. Briefly, give us an overview of your company and a little bit of background of yourself.
Yeah, so ZoomAway Travel is a travel technology company. We went public in October of 2016, and we build all kinds of great software for the hospitality industry. We've got our Nevada business. We're headquartered in Reno, Nevada. Our Nevada business builds all kinds of software platforms that are used in the hospitality industry. So we've got a pretty long history of doing and building products for travel, tourism, those kind of industries. And myself, I've been doing this for about 30 years as a serial entrepreneur. I came from the hotel background, though, so worked in several very large hotel casinos in the Reno area as, you know, director of sales, and been working sort of in this industry my whole life. Grew up in the casinos, been working these markets, dealing with, you know, different segments of business, whether it be the sports side of hotel sales or technology. I've been doing this for quite a long time, and our company has embarked on a very ambitious new project that we started about a year ago, I guess. We started production on a new product called Zoomed Out, and all the details of that are on our website, zoomaway.com. But it's a very ambitious project. We're actually taking aim at a couple different industries all at the same time. So we're building this cool, what we call gamified product that is targeted towards the hospitality industry, towards the social gaming industry, and social media, all kind of bundled into this really cool app that will, for the first time, let people see the place they're going to go and interact with a market like Las Vegas, which is our beta city. They'll get to see all the buildings in three dimension. They'll get to scroll around and see where everything is located. They'll get to interact with different buildings, different businesses. They'll be able to book rooms. They'll be able to, you know, get show tickets, all the cool things you want to do. You can see every restaurant in town. You can see every bar. You can see the water parks, the golf courses, everything you'll be able to actually touch and feel before you make your decision to go somewhere like Las Vegas.
I was going to say, I have a couple of questions for you. One, what will the product really be used for? And what are you trying to accomplish? What is my experience?
Well, the experience is, and this sounds crazy, We are taking aim at some of the big travel services out there like Expedia and Booking.com and the antiquated way that people are booking travel. So you put in dates and you get this long list of hotels and you get a little picture of your hotel room. We're trying to build something that shows people the entire destination and let them make decisions based on that. But what we're building really at the heart of it is a 3D advertising platform. So our clientele, our businesses in a city like Las Vegas, will be able to engage with our customers in this really cool and new three-dimensional world. And we're also adding a layer to this where we're inserting a game and game components into what we're building. So people can come back daily and they can collect, they can play the game and collect resources. And those resources can be good for, you know, tangible goods or non-tangible goods. So by using the app every day, you can build up points. You can entertain yourself. You can, you know, do all the things we do with games. But you can also use it if you're not a gamer. You can also use it as the ultimate research tool for travel. So, you know, in the app, you can have every building in the destination drop down except for the hotels. Or if you want to see just the restaurants, everything else will flatten except for the restaurants in town. You'll be able to share your experiences with folks through, you know, all the social hooks that we have built into the app. People will be able to follow in your footsteps. Businesses can put quests into the, you know, into the app. As, you know, as they become clients, they can build a quest, and customers can, you know, go to the business and accomplish all the different things in the quest. It really is a multi-purpose tool. It can be used as a game or as a utility for hospitality. And depending on which way you want to go, you can do both, or you can do either, or just have fun playing with it.
Metrics. Do you have any metrics on this product? What's the potential and how big is the market?
Well, the market's huge. And it's really hard to pinpoint just how huge, because this appeals to two different markets. So the travel industry, we all know, is, you know, multi-billion dollar industry. And there's a lot of things going on in that world. There's a lot of money being raised for new products. And then the social gaming world is also a multi-billion dollar and growing market. So we've got appeal to both, but these are two of the biggest industries out there, you know, hospitality and social gaming. And we appeal in different ways to both.
Interesting. Yeah, I actually went on your app, and I was, you know, I saw I could get a free drink, give me some information, and it was interesting. I didn't quite ever seen an app like that. And myself, I go to Vegas quite a bit. What are some of the major growth factors driving your business right now?
We, like I said in the beginning, we do have a legacy. We call it our legacy business. It's our you know, Nevada-based business. And that cash flows now, and it sustains, a little bit. But our growth really will come when the app launches, which we're hoping to have ready, you know, by the end of Q1 of 2020. And when the app launches, we're pre-revenue on that project. The Zoomed Out project, I'll make it clear, is pre-revenue right now. The app isn't live. We do have demo videos and things up, but our growth really will come when this app launches, and we're in the process now of onboarding clients and getting the product ready to make sure that on our timeline that we're ready to go. But our revenue projections are up on the site as well, and I think folks can see that our worst case, even in our worst case scenario on our revenue projections, the app has tremendous financial upside in just one city. Those revenue projections that we put up are just based on Las Vegas. Our plan is to, sometime in Q1, prior to launch, we'll get started on city number 2, and then eventually city number 3. So the revenue possibilities with this kind of a product, the uniqueness, the multi market potential, with hospitality and gaming, it really could be a big winner for us, we hope.
Is there anything, Sean, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't cover that you think my investors should know?
No, I think we covered it all pretty quickly, but I hope that folks will find that the site has a lot of great information. We've been trading very heavily. We did announce a partnership with Google back in July, and we actually named them in October in a press release. So, Google is working with us. We're using their new Maps platform that they designed specifically for game makers. And that relationship with Google is advancing all of our production and is opening up new doors for us, and will be one of the keys to user acquisition and all the different things that we want to do. Those guys have been great to work with, and it's a very proud moment in the company's history to be able to partner with a company like that.
As for myself, I'm going to keep an eye on this company. Like I said, it came on my radar about a month or two ago. And what one thing I do like about it is that its market cap is under $3 million. So we're definitely getting on the ground floor here. Stock price around 5 cents American money, that is. Our guest today has been ZoomAway Travel, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ZMWYF. If you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the TSX Venture under ZMA.V. Sean, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days, and give us an update of what's going on with your flagship product, ZoomOut. It's a gamified travel platform, and so I'll be looking to see what's going on with you guys for the next quarter or two.
That's great. I really appreciate the time, and have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.